What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
In 1919, he hit 29 home runs and was sold to the New York Yankees.
Bucky Dent, the Yankees now lead it by a score of 3-2. Bill Lee is now going over to a couple of the Yankees, and there they go again.
Swan hits it to deep left. That might send the Yankees to the World Series.
Varitek and A-Rod going at it. Roberts is going. Posada's throw. Roberts safe.
And what can I say? Just dip my heart and call the Yankees my daddies.
Welcome to Fan Base, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports, episode 204. I'm your host, John Senecal. Thanks for joining us. Brian is not here this week. He is off on vacation. Let me give you a quick rundown of what we're looking at this week. So obviously, we got to talk Yankees and Red Sox, because that's what we do. So we'll do a little bit of Yankees and Red Sox, and then we're going to talk a little bit of All-Stars. We're going to hit on that quick. We're not going to go too much into it. We'll talk about the snubs, and then we'll talk a little bit about what's going on actually in the game. We're going to touch on this Rafi Devers-Will Clark little beef that's starting up in San Francisco, and as well as the pitcher being investigated by MLB for tipping his pitches and actually betting, I guess, on himself. And if we have time, we're going to kick off with a little hockey fights on the golf course at the end. So let's get into it right now. Yankees. All right. So, well, what can you say about the Yankees? They had a horrible June, and it kind of trickled over into July. But once July came around, and then you thought you were going to be okay. You play in the struggling Mets, but the Mets basically were going to sweep them. That was until the play. The play is, and obviously you're watching, was the play Cody Bellinger made on a hit by Juan Soto and doubling off Francisco Lindor at third base in, excuse me, Sunday's game against the Mets. And if you're a baseball fan and you follow baseball, every team goes through bad streaks, right? We all know the Yankees were going to do this. You know, hopefully they're clawing out of it. But when you do claw out of it, it's plays like this that change things. And so far, it looks like it's happened, because the Yankees have been on a winning streak. Obviously, it's only three games, but they've won the three games afterwards and against a good team in the Seattle Mariners. That being said, the Yankees have also had some other news. Oh my God. It's been crazy, right? Lost Clark Schmidt. He's done for the season and probably most of next season too, since his Tommy John is coming so late in the game middle of this season. So if we're lucky, you might see him back for the playoffs next year. And other big news, DJ LeMahieu, DFA. Now, I guess, you know, it's big news because you got $22 million remaining to give this guy on his contract. But, I mean, come on. What is he really doing? I mean, he's batting .266 for 45 games. He's got two home runs, .336 slug, and he's got a .674 OPS. I mean, he's not doing anything spectacular. I've been beating the drum that he's not what we needed. He shouldn't have been on the team to begin with, obviously, because he's old. He's 37 years old, and given their own admission. They approached him to play to go to third base, and he said that he can't do it based on physical limitations. Now, I don't know. It kind of boggles my mind, that statement, because if you're thinking about physical limitations, it's got to be reflexes, right? Because I would think there would be more physical limitations to play second base, which requires more range and just more of athleticism in general, more double plays, more range. I guess it would come down to the fact of making the throw and the reaction time at third base. The throw could be longer. I don't know. I think it's a cop out. I think he was just disgruntled. He, you know, his time with the Yankees is up. It had run its course. And, you know, I mean, I feel like the Yankees did what they needed to do to clear up space. He, you know, his attitude might not fit with this Yankees team, with the Jazz Chisholm, you know, Hollywood kind of style, and DJ is the grumpy old man over in the corner. But, you know, I wish him a luck. I wish DJ the best. You know, he did some good things for us, but he wasn't the player we signed him. He had one, you know, he had a good year with us. But, you know, former batting champion, former all-star, gold glove winner. So excellent player. You know, I immediately texted Brian and Matt Sorois, who produces our show. I was like, well, he's going to get picked up by the Dodgers and bat 300. We all know, I mean, 400. We all know that's going to happen the rest of the season. So, hopefully that doesn't happen, but I'd be surprised if he gets picked up by anybody, to be honest with you. Given his age and just his lack of production this year, I would think this might be the end of the road for DJ LeMahieu. But, you know, that being said, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see what happens. The Yankees are playing much better. Cam Schlittler, their number one pitching prospect. I believe he's number two behind George Lombard in the organization, 85th or 88th overall in MLB. Young fireballer came up and pitched against the Seattle Mariners, made his major league debut on Wednesday night and got the win. And by all accounts, looked pretty good. Only two walks. He did, you know, he did struggle a little bit with some control and walked the two batters he did, but, commanding the fastball, good slider, 100 mile an hour pitching. I mean, we have not seen that on our team yet, right? I mean, we had D'Lo Santos, I think threw 100, but Schlittler, I think he hit 100 a few times in the game on Wednesday night. So hopefully, you know, maybe he sticks in the rotation, but you're always worried about pitching innings limits and all that stuff. So obviously I feel like, you know, the Yankees are going to be looking for a starter. They're going to be looking for bullpen help, and they're going to be looking for an infielder. Obviously I would think third base going forward with the trading deadline. I mean, I don't want to get in too much about like who the Yankees could get, because honestly, I'm going to be honest with you. It's thin. It's really thin. The teams that aren't in it, the bottom feeders, and I say aren't in it as like wild card teams, you know, those are the teams that are like out of the wild card. Not, and that's not many of them. It's like, you know, it's the Chicago White Sox. It's the Athletics. It's maybe the Braves, who are 9.5 out. Maybe the Marlins, who are 7.5 out. The Nationals are 12 out. The Pittsburgh Pirates, who are 13 out. Obviously the Colorado Rockies are 29.5 games out of a wild card, but most of the other teams in the league are all within 5 games of a wild card, you know, which is frustrating if you're looking for players, because these teams need to make a decision and see if they're going to be buyers or sellers. I would imagine most of them will be sellers because they don't have the teams to make the full run, but it's going to be a lot thinner than people think. And the teams that are out there, those bottom feeder teams, they don't have much to offer, man. The players that are out there, I mean, even like a Ryan McMahon for a third baseman for the Yankees, he's nothing special. 675 OPS, 208 batting average. Ahmed Rosario from the Nats, he's okay. 273, 747 OPS. And then you got pitchers like Andrew Heaney. Does he come back from the Yankees? I mean, he's going to be dealt. There's no way he's staying on the Pittsburgh Pirates. And then maybe Jeffrey Springs with the A's. He's kind of the same pitcher Heaney is, you know, 1.27 whip, but he's a lefty. I don't know if the Yankees need a lefty. I think they might probably need another righty. Obviously, hopefully Luis Gil comes back, but we don't know what's going to happen. He hasn't even gotten up to rehab assignment yet. I think he's only up to like 50 pitches on the side. So a lot of questions for the Yankees. But the good thing about the Yankees is it looks like they're playing better. That Cody Bellinger thing hopefully turned him around. And finally, Aaron Boone trots out the same lineup for 2 games in a row. This is the first time this has happened. He trotted out Tuesday night and Wednesday night, back-to-back games, the same lineup for the first time since April. It's crazy when you think about that. The Yankees have not had the same lineup in, oh my God, probably like 70 something games. It's crazy. So hopefully a little consistency in that lineup. You know, I know Giancarlo's not hitting crazy good like he should be, but he's balanced. He's balancing that lineup. And I think Dominguez batting leadoff is the key because he's the fastest guy on your team other than Jazz, and he's a switch hitter. He needs to be in the lineup every day. Jason Dominguez needs to be in the lineup every day. He just has to be. I don't want to hear it. Like he's 22 years old. Get in the lineup every day. Play every day. If you're healthy, you should be in there every day. And the Yankees trot out that lineup. It looks pretty good. It looks good. They're not having problems scoring runs. The Yankees are scoring runs. Their problem is some of the starting pitching is not getting the length they need. The third time through the order is hurting them, but the bullpen has been crap. The bullpen has been absolute garbage. And they'll look to shore that up with the trading deadline. They'll look to shore it up, hopefully. I mean, Cashman will do what he needs to do, but again, thin. Very, very, very thin. You listen to Fan Base, a deep dive in the greatest rivalry in sports, episode 204. Let's talk a little Red Sox now. And Red Sox, man, they are the other hottest team in baseball other than the Blue Jays. The Red Sox are tied right now for the third wild card spot in the AL, and they're not going away. Yes, they played the Rockies. You know, they can beat up on them, but they're doing what they need to do. They're pitching and they're hitting. So maybe getting that cancer out of there, Rafi Devers, was what they needed, you know, and it will spark them in the right direction. You know, Brian always says, you know, they play a little good, they play a little bad. But the key here is for the Red Sox is their positioning, right? They are in a wild card right now. They have a wild card, and they, if all things pretty much go according to plan, they keep playing the way they are going to be in the wild card hunt. So again, many questions for the Red Sox because are they going to be buyers? Or are they going to be sellers? You know, Brian would say they're not going to do anything. They're not going to do anything. The ownership doesn't care. But if the ownership is serious about this team going forward, they're going to have to do something because everybody knows if you get in, you have a chance. If you get in, you have a chance. So we'll see. We'll see. Well, we talked about Rafi Devers leaving, right? And that the cancer for the Red Sox. Obviously, we know the whole saga there. But so it's now surfacing some reports that once he got to San Francisco, he was going to work out with former San Francisco third baseman Will Clark. Now, Will Clark, not a Hall of Fame player, but an excellent, excellent player from the 80s and late 80s, early 90s. Excellent player. Very active on social media, very opinionated. He's on a lot of different podcasts and makes a lot of appearances. But by all means, you know, great guy. And he offers his services, you know, to help Rafi Devers. And of course, you know, why wouldn't you do it? Right. But apparently he doesn't show up for not one, not two, but three different workouts with Will Clark. And, you know, there's speculation and there's talk that, you know, it's an understanding that he can understand where he's coming from because it was when the Red Sox were in town and they didn't want to, you know, see him working out at first base in front of the visiting team's dugout after he just said he's not a first baseman and deal with all the media. You know, I understand that part, but man, this Rafi Devers saga just keeps going. It just keeps going and going and going because now Will Clark is saying that, you know, next time he comes into town, if he has to grab him by the scruff of the neck and drag him out to the field, he's going to do it. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens with Rafi Devers because, you know, the Giants are on the hook, right? They're on the hook now because he's damaged goods coming out of Boston. It looks so far like he's got into San Francisco and they're having not done anything special since he's gotten there and he hasn't done anything special. So maybe he's going to be damaged goods there too. And you know what happens with that, you know, two strikes, nobody's taking him. So they're going to be stuck with him and hopefully maybe he has a change of heart in the off season, figures some things out, becomes a team player. Lives up to his big contract. I don't know. Rafi Devers is he's an interesting cat. He's an interesting cat, but I'm sure the Red Sox are glad to have gotten rid of him. I'm sure they have glad to have gotten rid of him. So you're listening to episode 204, Fan Base, deep dive in the greatest rivalry in sports. Talking some All-Star game. All right, we talked the All-Star game last episode, and Brian didn't want to get into all the players, and I'm not going to get into the players either, but what I will say is I don't like the fact that J-Rod made the team. It just makes no sense to me. You can say what you want about Jazz making the team, but you know, Jazz's numbers are okay. They're much better. And even considering the fact that he was hurt a good part of the season. So his numbers coming off the IL are really good. So, you know, he does warrant some All-Star consideration, but I believe there's other people more deserving than him, but I want to focus on J-Rod. He's batting 247 with a 308 on-base percentage, 391 slugging, 696 OPS. Those are not all-star numbers, all right? I'm not even sure, you know, in all the years that Cal Ripken made the all-star team and he didn't deserve to be on the all-star team, which is a few years, his numbers were that bad because it's just, it's almost laughable. It's like coach's kid in baseball, you know? Coach's kid plays because he's coach's kid, right? He's going to get his at-bats. He's going to play the field over more deserving players. And I look at it this way. It's like, I mean, I feel like this is an MLB backdoor. This is a total MLB backdoor. This is like, Matt, our producer, will love this. This is like what they did with Shohei. They sweep it under the rug because that's their poster child. You know, once Fernando Tatis got pinched for PEDs, and Julio Rodriguez came out of nowhere, MLB focused on him. That's their guy. That's their Latin player now. That's Julio is their guy. So you keep that train moving. You know, he is a great player. You know, there's no question about that. Julio Rodriguez is a great player. He's a young player and he will be a good player for years to come in the MLB. But there is no way, there is no argument you can give me or any other person that knows anything about baseball or follows this sport that can tell you that he deserves to be on the All-Star team. He just doesn't. I mean, if he was there, the only reason he would be there is if he was fan voted there. So again, the whole All-Star system, I'll go with the whole fan thing. I think it should just be an overall vote, but the whole thing needs to be revamped. There needs to be some better formula. Guys like this cannot be making the All-Star team. Like those numbers are not All-Star numbers, regardless of what you're doing on or off the field or how great your smile is or how many commercials you make or whatever it is. Those numbers are not all-star numbers, period. It just doesn't work. It doesn't work that way. So we'll see what happens in the all-star game. I'm excited for it. I mean, obviously we got the home run derby and new technology. MLB announced that they're going to use the ABS system in the all-star game. And if you don't think this is a big commercial for the ABS system, you are gladly mistaken because it's coming. And it will definitely be here next season unless the Players Association puts up a huge stink and wants to push it till their collective bargaining contract. But I would think that this is just another step in an audition and for the ABS system. And it's going to be the typical thing. Two challenges per team, per game, tap on the helmet only by the pitcher or the catcher or the batter. That's it. That has to be instantaneous and it's going to be done with the same system, the T-Mobile advertising system. And we'll see how it goes. But again, this is going to be a precursor to what's coming. And given the fact that how bad the umpiring with balls and strikes has been this season, I welcome it. I don't want to see a full automated system. I mean, I guess eventually that's going to happen just given technology. But the challenge system for a start is good because it will give the opportunity for the big calls to matter. And it will be interesting to see, especially the All-Star game, you know, when they actually use it. You know, these are all, you know, superstar players. And in an All-Star game, you know, an early at-bat could be a big at-bat too. So we'll see. We'll see. All right, we're wrapping up here. We're getting towards the end. This is interesting, this one. We got an MLB pitcher being investigated for, I would say betting. I mean, betting on himself. I don't know if he actually placed the bets, but what happened was it's Luis Ortiz, and he's from the Cleveland Guardians, and he's being investigated for two different pitches that were flagged. And I feel like the interesting thing here is that you can actually bet on the outcome of a pitch, an individual pitch per game in the game of MLB. You can, if it's a ball or a strike or a hit, batter, you can bet. So that's crazy that you can actually bet on pitches. I did not know that. I think that's kind of strange. I guess you got to be a real degenerative gambler to do that. I don't know. I've never been a big gambler. I would think it would just be, you know, the outcome of the, you know, wins, losses, or how many strikeouts they have. But given all these crazy parlays and all this stuff now, you can basically bet on anything, you know. But that being said, so it's two different pitches. It's two sliders, one to Randy Rosarena that was low and outside, and another one in a different game to Pedro Pages from the Cardinals. And apparently those two pitches, based on, you know, that they were all the bets on those pitches apparently hit and were both flagged as balls. And further investigation into his arm angle, his release point and his hands totally different on those pitches, led to it being flagged. And now an investigation by MLB is ongoing and to see if he actually did something with this. So only time's going to tell. But again, this raises the whole question of sports betting and, you know, how drilled down this can get and how drilled into a head it is. You know, if you're 18 years old, in most states, you're going to be able to gamble. And if you are 18, you got a phone and you most likely have some sort of checking or debit card account and a job, and you are subject to this. And it's everywhere. It's when you log on. It's when you walk into the stadium. It's in the commercial breaks, sponsored by this and brought to you by that. DraftKings, FanDuel, blah, blah, blah. It's popping up everywhere. So there's no avoiding it. And you know, MLB's in bed with them. So now they gotta lay in that bed. So they're going to be investigating one of their own for betting on their own sport. You know, I guess they have some history and some experience with that with Shohei, you know, if they even followed up or even looked into him at all and just pinned it on Ipe. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But it's interesting, very interesting, given the technology these days and how much everything is scrutinized, that A, this can happen and they catch it, which is still blows my mind. And B, that, you know, now knowing this going forward, has this happened before? You know, is it happening elsewhere? I mean, this guy's throwing like 1,500 pitches in the MLB, and he's flagged two. They flagged two of them. So is there more pitches from him? And then, you know, are other players going to be looked at? And, you know, if they're being looked at, are they guilty or are they innocent? So there's slippery slopes everywhere on this. So, you know, only time will tell. Speaking of slippery slopes, as we finish off here, if you've followed social media, if you're online at all, you've probably seen this, the golf course fight. I first saw this before before a lot of the information came out, and it looked like it was just a drunken fight on a golf course. And the video wasn't that great. You didn't have both angles. You didn't have like the lead up to it. You just had some dude, a big dude, kind of chucking some dude in a lake, and the guy getting out of the lake and basically being handled like a rag doll, you know, just picked up and slapped around and then thrown like a frisbee. And, you know, I'm just watching this laughing, you know, thinking, hey, the dude who's beating the crap out of this guy does not look like a normal human being. He looks like he's a professional athlete or something. He's just a big dude. And he looks like he could have killed the guy. I mean, I think he went kind of easy on him, to be honest with you. I mean, he looks like he could have totally walloped the guy. So interesting. It turns out that the guy is a former professional athlete. His name is Nick Tarnaski, and he's a former hockey player, 6'2", 230 pounds. I think he looked a little bit bigger than 230 pounds there. Former ninth round pick in the 2003 draft by the Tampa Bay Lightning. And then he finished out his career with the Nashville Predators. But man, so watching the video, it looks like they were probably following these guys behind them in the cart, and the people in front of them were clearly intoxicated. The guy was drunk, and it sounds like this guy was just taking way too much time. He was wasted, probably couldn't stand up, couldn't put the ball on, jerking around, just making a fool of himself. And I'm guessing that Nick had enough, and he got up to the tee, and he finally was like, all right, dude, let's play through, you know, get your act together. And then the guy who's drunk started mouthing off, and you know, from the video, it looks like the drunk dude had plenty of time to let him play through. And he was warned that he was going to get thrown in the lake. And, you know, Nick, hats off to Nick, man. He lived up to it. And he grabs the dude like a rag doll. He gives him the Batman punches, the bang, bang, bang. And he grabs it. You want some more of that? Bang, bang. And then, you know, the drunk friend comes over and he gives him a little shove. And obviously that guy didn't want his heat because he's realizing his friend's a ragdoll. So what are you going to do? You're going to grab the drunk friend. You're going to throw him like a frisbee down the hill. So it's great. I mean, it's great TV. The internet always wins. Drunk guys usually always lose. Drunk people usually always lose. And here, you know, case in point, man, you know, beer muscles don't always win. I mean, that was something. And, you know, there was a headline that he was being investigated. Not true. No police investigation from what I've read. He is a coach of a minor league, a youth hockey team up in Alberta, Canada, I believe. And the team is going to look into the matter. But I would have guessed that if there is anybody knows anything about hockey, I'm guessing they're probably going to throw the dude a party. They're not going to investigate him at all anymore, or get rid of him or do anything else. Because honestly, this guy should be celebrated. You know, all you drunk fools out there that think you can stand up to somebody just because you've been drinking, it's not the case. You're going to get thrown in a lake. You might just run into a former NHL player and be thrown like a frisbee. So word to the wise, don't be an idiot when you're drinking. So that's all we got for this week. You've been listening to episode 204 of Fan Base, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.